Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Republicans have benefited mostly from the substance of Obamacare. What's the big issue been for the last 3-4 weeks? The Republicans have been hammering, and a lot of individuals have been hammering. If you want, if you like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. That doesn't change. The website could work perfectly, and 5 million people have lost their plans and are being shoved into inferior plans or ones that suit them less well. So I think that problem, and the website in that respect, is a bit of a distraction. We'll see how well it's been fixed. I think it's a good example of why you don't want government to do these things. I think the private sector, a bunch of private companies were competing, as they are. I think Aetna and Cigna and those guys, they would pay a price if the website crashed and people would go to another company. That doesn't happen with the government, which is why government shouldn't run big chunks of our economy like health care.
That's the Weekly Standard's Bill Kristol, who says there are still many more substantial issues with Obamacare than just whether or not the website works, and he's right about that. Do you agree? We'll find out during the course of this hour. The top item this week on the countdown, the week ending December 6th, it's the week of December 2nd, the 6th, 2013, first week of December that we're overviewing here, thanks to the staff at Talkers, talkers.com, overviewing the items that are on the top of the heap, if you will. And the list starts at number 10 with the focus of Amazon and the drones, the suggestion that they'll deliver your packages in 30 minutes or less with a drone. That was number 10. The rail crash north of New York, number 9. Resignation of Martin Bashir from MSNBC, number 8. The bankruptcy of Detroit now moves forward because the judge said it's okay to have this biggest bankruptcy of a city in the history of the country take place, and that's number 7. The rejected Super Bowl ad, number 6, the story behind the story there. Another gun story, the Undetectable Firearms Act, number 5. Iran and what they're trying to do, detectable or not, number 4. The Newtown release of the tapes, the 9/11 911 tapes, that's number 3. The fast food worker strike, number 2. And Obamacare is number 1. Here's host Bill Lumet talking to political analyst Gretchen Hamel. They discuss the problems that still remain with the healthcare.gov website.
The administration saying, hey, it's still not perfect, but we got the website up and running. It's working for most people. We can handle 50,000 folks at any one time, 800,000 people a day. Is that where we are? Is it that they worked out most of the kinks, or is it, what's going on with this?
Well, I think there are still some kinks related to Obamacare and .gov, or healthcare.gov, and I don't think that it's fully in a place to where anyone would be happy with it. If it was a for-profit business, this would be unacceptable. The fact that you go on, you order an insurance plan, and then you don't even know if you have insurance until later on. It would be like, you know, ordering gifts on Cyber Monday, putting them in a shopping cart, thinking you paid for them, only to realize come Christmas, the night before Christmas, when you have nothing to wrap, that, oh, those didn't go through.
I do think they bit off more than they can chew when they were trying to launch the site. I think Obamacare is much more than the site, though, right?
Well, it's much more than the site. And you have to take a step back and look at this. They've had 3 years to implement this.
Sure.
No one's trying to sabotage it. I think it's mismanagement of the government when it comes to actually being able to execute something that for-profit businesses do every day. And what they found themselves is 3 years, a whole lot of work, and a whole lot of nothing to show for it. We've got larger issues with, you know, Obamacare. When you have millions of Americans who are having their insurance canceled, when you have people seeing their premiums.
So the insurance companies are making that decision, correct?
Well, that's what the insurance companies are having to offer different plans. Therefore, it's...
Right. Like here in North Carolina, what was happening was, over the past couple of years, they started offering a whole bunch of these low-cost plans that didn't cover as much, so they didn't have to worry about providing subsidies to those people when it rolls over. And now when this comes up, oh, the plan's not meeting the minimum standards that were set out in the Affordable Health Care Act.
Well, but it was the administration who said, you could, if you like your insurance plan, you can keep your insurance plan. But instead, they're seeing their insurance plans canceled and their premiums going up for what those insurance plans are going to be costing. And I think it's the right of every citizen to decide on what they need when it comes to their health care and what they can afford. And I think the fact that the insurance companies were going to cancel it was something that the administration knew well in advance, even when it was trying to sell the American public on Obamacare, yet they continued to tell the American public, oh, no, you can keep your insurance. Don't believe them.
Up next, we'll hear from senators on both sides of the healthcare debate when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As 2013 comes to a close, it's time to reflect and look back on the year that was. Each year at this time, Yahoo reveals the year's most popular web searches, shedding light on the people and news stories that had the world buzzing the most. Looking at the daily search habits of millions of people worldwide, Yahoo is able to capture a snapshot of society through online behavior. Carolyn Clark, web trend analyst for Yahoo.
This year, searchers on Yahoo anticipated the arrival of the royal baby and Kim Yi's offspring, Northwest. They searched for details on the trials of Jodi Arias, George Zimmerman, and news on Paula Deen's racism case. Questions about Obamacare dominated searches online. And lest we forget, Miley Cyrus rose to the top of the Yahoo Year in Review after teaching everyone what twerking was all about.
To find out who or what captivated us the most this year, check out yearinreview.yahoo.com. That website, again, is yearinreview.yahoo.com.
Thanks for joining us here as we review. It's kind of a fun thing every week to do. If you're serious about what's on the radio, the news talk world, and then you'll need to listen to this program, you'll want to every week because there are a lot of things that are going on that we review, including the stories themselves, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Number one on the countdown, Obamacare. Here's host Dave Gentry with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. He's an apologist for Mr. Obama, and he discusses what he thinks. I mean, this is spin galore, but that's what a lot of the news talk stuff is all about, just spin from senators and politicians all across the board. So here's Durbin with host Dave Gentry.
The president was catching all kinds of flack about Obamacare, and the Republicans were all fired up. But then there was a meeting with the president and several prominent Democrats, you being one. It seemed like there was a lot of upset people running for election and dealing with this issue. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what was going on?
The president called those of us who are up for re-election this next year, the Democrats, down to the Roosevelt Room in the White House. And we met for 2 hours with the president, vice president, talked through the Affordable Care Act, the problems with the website, and what we were going to do. I wouldn't say it was an angry meeting at all, but I will tell you there were concerns, a lot of them, and I joined in the chorus about the terrible rollout of this this whole approach. And, you know, the president was as frustrated and angry as we were. He'd been led to believe this wasn't going to happen, and it did. And so now here we are. We passed that November 30th date. The websites are much better. I went on one of the websites that members of Congress will sign up under the Insurance Exchange, and over the weekend I got signed up for Loretta and myself. So things are improving, but the point I want to make is that this law is not perfect. There are things in it which can be improved and changed. I'm open to that. I hope we can do it on a bipartisan basis. I think American people want us to fix this. They don't want us to destroy it. And I think we can do it if we're fair-minded, cooperative in doing it.
So you think the gist of that meeting was, hey, we're running for re-election here. We need to fix this, the media mente. Was that?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. And, you know, the White House called the meeting because they know that we're on the front line. Many of the people who sat at that table will be on the first people attacked on the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, they all voted for it. Virtually all of them voted for it. They're all defending it, as I am, because we believe it's a step in the right direction.
Here's another host from the other side of the street, Bill Cunningham, talking to Senator Rand Paul about the argument many are making regarding the Republicans having no alternative to the Affordable Care Act.
When you look ahead to Obamacare next year and the year after, I want the Republicans not to focus on politics. That'll take care of itself. I want the Republicans to focus on policy. So when the media says, or Obama says all the time, why don't the Republicans have an answer? Because there were problems in the medical care system in this country for about 15%. 85% of us were very happy. Now he wants the 85% to look like the 15%. And without helping the 15% to become the 85%. But when he complains the Republicans have no ideas on health care, what does Senator Rand Paul say?
You know, I'm a physician, and I practiced for over 20 years, and I would say what we need is choice and competition. So consumers should get to choose what kind of insurance they want to buy and what doctor they wish to see, and they should also have more competition to drive prices down. So this means more health savings accounts, legalizing the sale of insurance across state lines, and it means that you would have the freedom to buy a less expensive policy. Under Obamacare, they're taking your freedom away. You can no longer buy cheaper policies. You have to buy the policy that the president has mandated. So that's what everybody's finding as they get on these crazy exchanges is the one thing that's universal is it's going to cost you more.
Right. And in fact, I'm a 65-year-old, knock on wood, healthy male. I've never spent a night in a hospital in my life, although I'm sure it's going to happen. Any of us could get sick at any point. But I do not need gynecological services. I don't need mental health services. I do not need substance abuse services. I don't need pediatric dentistry services. The whole menu of requirements under Obamacare that I don't need, I am told that I must pay for anyway because somebody else may need them, and you got to put me in a pool with a bunch of other people, which means my costs are going up and my availability of doctors are going down. I have a very good GP that I've been with for like 20, 25 years. He's told me that at the end of next year, he's leaving the practice. He cannot handle it anymore, of the insurance companies and now Obamacare. He's going to open up a boutique practice where everyone pays cash or, you know, writes a check. He will not take insurance and he will not be part of Obamacare. Aren't there more and more doctors like that? Which means that everyone else in line to see a doctor is going to double and triple their wait times.
You know, there's a lot of frustration, and the morale is really lagging among physicians and almost to the point of depression when I talk to physicians. To a person, man or woman, they tell me they're not interested in having their kids go into medicine. They've lost their zeal for it because of all the paperwork and the government involvement. And you're right. People are retiring earlier, and it's frustrating. The bottom line with government-run health care, though, is the only way you can get it to everyone is you have to ration it. And so what they inevitably find is it's always more expensive than they planned. So all of these additional people on Medicaid will be more expensive than they planned. They will have to ration when you can get in to see the doctor. They will have to limit your visits. And a bureaucrat's going to decide how sick you are and whether or not you can get in to see your doctor.
Up next, we're going to focus on that fast food worker strike and the release of the tapes from 911 after the Newtown shooting in the school. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We travel so much, and having a big TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Talk Radio in Review. It's the TRCS, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown this week, the fast food worker strike. Hey, hey, what do you say? No, actually the chant was, hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go. Here's host Scott Sands talking to John, a fast food franchise owner who wants to remain anonymous, actually, about how his business would be affected if the minimum wage were raised.
John, what would happen if all of a sudden you had to double all of your employees' wages to $15 an hour tomorrow?
Well, you can ask yourself what would happen if any business had to double its employees' wages. Obviously, there would be staff cuts. There would be new automation to take place of those employees, and prices would go up.
Do you have any trepidation in paying your employees what you pay them? And I'm assuming that they're making right around minimum wage, maybe a little bit more than that. Do you feel like an evil corporate bully by paying them such low wages?
Well, no, and let me explain why. First of all, I think it's a fallacy that people believe that most people are making minimum wage if they work in fast food, and that's not true. That is absolutely not true. That is a training wage or a starting wage. If someone comes in and they produce and they work hard, not only are they going to get raised as fast, they're also going to get promoted and make a lot more money. Some are making more than $15 an hour.
Do you have regular line workers that are making more than $15 an hour or somewhere in that range?
Yes, I sure do.
And after how many years does it take for somebody to get to that level?
Well, you know, in our company, it's not about years. It's about how good they are. You come in and you perform better than the person beside you, you're going to make more money than the person beside you.
And what's the response to the people you have working for you? Do they seem happy about their opportunities for advancement?
Well, it's funny because, first of all, our company started with a very small amount of restaurants, and we've grown to be a very large company in the Midwest. We've done it with mostly people that we've promoted and developed from within. We have not had one single person walk out of our restaurants. I think this is now the fourth or fifth time that they've called for one of these national walkouts. It's not really the employees in the restaurants who you will see on the picket lines if you see picket lines. What you will see is maybe one or two employees who will walk out, and then everyone else on that picket line is being paid by SEIU and AFL-CIO to walk those picket lines.
The Newtown 911 tapes, number three in the countdown. Here's host Don O'Neill talking about the release of these tapes from the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary and why he will not air them on his program.
As a radio host, I feel about it. When we started our radio career, we didn't have access to these online. And so it kind of was a service in the sense that when the tapes came out and it was a big story, that it could move the story forward and you got more details and more information about the story, and it kept people informed. Well, we don't live in that era anymore. You can get these things a lot of different ways. And so as a human being on this particular story, I have no desire to listen to these calls. I have seen the documentary on the shooter, who I'm not going to name because I think that's one of the reasons why he became shooters for notoriety purposes. I lived across the street from Columbine High School the year before that incident happened, and so I was familiar with that scene. And so I just don't have a desire to do this. This is coming so long after the event that I don't think there's any details that we're going to learn from these calls that we didn't already know. That's going to move the story forward. Sure, we're going to know the details specific to that call, and we might learn a piece of information or hear an emotion that wasn't there before. But as far as revealing any sort of motive, the report came out a week or so ago and said, we don't have a motive. We don't really have these questions answered. We've looked at the mother's dead. The shooter is dead.
And they had listened to all the 911 tapes.
They listened to all the 911 tapes. Yeah. They come through everything. And so I think there are some viable reasons for releasing 911 calls, including evidence. If there's something that's evidentiary there that, where you've got a suspect that you're prosecuting or there's a lawsuit pending, I think that's a reason you can do it. I think that if it's moving the story forward in a tangible way, that can be valuable on 911 calls. I think if there's something within the police action, like we had this with Columbine, where the police action was reviewed through the 911 tapes and changed. They made substantive changes to the way they were going to respond to this type of situation, not just in Littleton, Colorado, but then that went out to conferences for law enforcement nationwide and even worldwide. And if you remember the shooting that happened over in Europe on that island, they used training from Columbine and the way they apprehended that suspect who went on a shooting spree. So that's another reason why you could use 911 calls or to reveal motive. That could be something that would move the story forward. In this particular case, combined with the fact that it was little kids, I have no desire to hear these calls.
Here on Nukes and Plastic Guns in the Focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome back into the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, December 6th. So what we're doing is sharing the chart for the week of December 2nd to the 6th, 2013. And at number four on the countdown, the subject of Iran continuing, the Iran nuclear talks. Here's host Jason Rantz talking to Middle East expert Michael Naibi about the criticism that seems to be coming from all sides over this deal with Iran.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said this about the deal.
We shouldn't pursue a policy of containment with Iran, that we should insist that a country which has deceived the world, a country which has defied UN Security Council resolutions, can't be trusted.
Now, Eric Cantor isn't alone. You have people on both sides of the aisle saying, hey, Iran is not exactly the most trustworthy people in the world, so what's in place to ensure they don't actually go back on any of their word?
So the Iranians have agreed to a pretty comprehensive and robust set of monitoring terms and restrictions on their activities. 24-hour video surveillance, regular in-person inspections of their facilities. But most importantly, we have to remember this, that the majority of sanctions have not been rolled back. And at any time in the next 6 months that the Americans or the other P5+1 negotiators, some of the EU members, Russia and China, feel that Iran is not being honest or ignoring the agreements that it has made, sanctions can come back rapidly in force, and actually the U.S. and the U.N. and the EU could actually pursue more sanctions.
So Michael, isn't that a key part of the criticism? So a lot of people are saying, hey, they can't be trusted. So we're saying, okay, well, maybe they can be. Let's give them this opportunity, and we find out in a month or so, let's say they can't be entrusted, they go back to what they were doing before this agreement, they just basically got a pass for a month to do some more of the nefarious things that we suspect they're doing. I mean, isn't that a valid criticism?
You know, we're going to have to wait and see what actually happens in the next 6 months. The Iranians could certainly turn their back on some sort of broader rapprochement with America and the Western world, but they're also risk significant pushback in terms of sanctions and further damage to their economy. We have to keep in mind that, you know, when the current president, Hassan Rouhani, was elected a few months ago, a huge part of his appeal was his promises to fix the ailing economy. Just like the United States, the economy in Iran is the number one issue on most of the electorate's minds. So they have a domestic constituency that they also have to answer to. And while they haven't had massive food or medicine or or other shortages of key staple goods. I mean, they can't be sure this is going to continue indefinitely, nor can they, you know, count on the continued support and acceptance of this economic scenario by their own population.
The Undetectable Firearms Act that was passed through the House this week, number five on our countdown. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to security expert Mike Knox about this bill that passed the House and is now headed to the Senate for a debate.
The House, anyway, with the voice vote, passed this thing, renewed it cleanly. It now goes to the Senate. This is the 1988 law that Ronald Reagan signed 25 years ago. Senate wants to tighten it a little bit by making sure that plastic guns have a metal piece permanently put in them. Right now, you can snap a metal piece in and out. What's your thoughts on this? Do we need to tighten this law from 25 years ago, Mike?
I don't think we need to do that. I think the Democrats in the Senate are making another attempt to try to restrict gun ownership. There are already firearms manufactured today that don't have very much metal in them. They're polymers or some kind of carbon. And the only metal in there is the barrel and the magazine and the bullets, and that's it. So that's an opportunity for the Democrats in the Senate to try to ban some certain kinds of guns that are already in existence. I think the wording on the current bill is fine. I think that it covers the fact that you can't manufacture or possess weapons without a certain amount of metal parts, and that would include resin guns.
Now, and I would agree with you 100%. NRA hasn't publicly come out and said anything, but we're told by lawmakers that privately they are for the renewal. They don't want this law tightened in any way. And I would agree. I think this is, again, an opportunity, and it puts us on a slippery slope if we allow the Democrats to do this, for them to kind of get their hands on gun legislation that has evaded them this entire year. All of the gun bills, the anti-gun bills, have come out of the Senate. They tried very hard to put more restrictions on. They haven't been able to do it. And this would give them, I suppose, an opportunity to suggest that they have put some restrictions on gun ownership.
Well, yeah, it's another one of those knee-jerk kinds of responses that we've come to expect from the Senate and from Congress in general, is that we have a villain here, which is the resin companies that you can program a machine to make a resin gun. Let's use that as a focal point to distract everybody's attention from the real issue, which is we want to control the kind of guns that you can own.
Coming up, the NFL rejects a Super Bowl ad, Detroit files for bankruptcy, and Martin Bashir resigns. That's all on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown Review continues.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bellawood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today. Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Stephan here at 6 on the countdown. The rejected Super Bowl ad, which has turned out pretty well for this gun manufacturer. Here's host Pat. It's turned out to be good for him and turned out pretty well. Pat Walter on his program talked about the hypocrisy of the NFL as they reject the Super Bowl ad from the gun manufacturer, but think about the violence on the field.
The NFL has banned a commercial from playing during the Super Bowl. Why? Because of its, well, its pro-gun tone. Because we all know, think about it, we all know guns are bad. Bad. Not the people that own guns who choose to use them unwisely, but the gun itself is bad. Now, listen, the NFL, they have a right to accept money from whoever they want. Whomever they want, put on whatever ads they want, that's their right. But the advertisement submitted by the gun manufacturer Daniel Defense does not even directly feature any firearms. They talk about defending oneself inside of your own home, your own castle. Now, in this ad, this young father looks over his infant daughter and says, "My family's safety is my highest priority. I am responsible." Well, you know, instead of me reading it, here's the ad.
"My family's safety is my highest priority. I am responsible for their protection. And no one has the right to tell me how to defend them. So I've chosen the most effective tool for the job."
Daniel Defense. Defending your nation. Defending your home.
I love the ad. I love it. You know what? And I'm not even a big Super Bowl ad guy. I don't care about the halftime extravaganza with Britney Spears or whomever they have. A statement from Fox reads, "Unfortunately, we cannot accept your commercial in football Super Bowl spots due to the rules that the NFL itself has set into place for your company's category." I'm sorry, what did they say? Company's category? So they did not talk about ammunition. They didn't talk about guns. What are you referring to then? What exactly are you referring to? NFL won't show this ad, but they'll show other things. That is unacceptable. However, video game ads like this, perfectly acceptable.
"Gentlemen,
I'm going to live.
Let's do this.
I die. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to take the town, turn it upside down. I'm going to live until I die."
Now that's perfectly acceptable. That's just fine. If your kids want to sit around and play video games, violent video games, perfect. We'll take your money. We'll advertise during the Super Bowl.
Detroit bankruptcy, number 7 on the countdown. Hero host Roberta Giacina and Tom Jordan talking to Detroit's emergency manager, Kevin Orr, about the plans for the city to move forward now that they have judicial approval to file for bankruptcy.
You know, there's been so much talk about the pensions and the art in Detroit. My first thought this morning is, are there going to be more jobs cut in Detroit? Has everything been cut already that needs to be cut? Or how many more jobs are on the line right now, do you think?
Well, there are no more plans to cut any more jobs. Frankly, the city has been cut down pretty significantly over the past several years, so we don't anticipate any further job cuts.
You know, your next step here is this plan of adjustment that you might have by year's end, maybe sometime in January. You've got to come up with a realistic, detailed plan soon with how you're going to pay off the creditors with the money you have and the like. And pensioners go into the mix here. How detailed is this going to be? You must have some thought of what you're going to do with those pensioners as this report is coming up due soon.
Sure. We plan to put out a plan of adjustment by the end of this year or the first week of January. That's our plan. And first of all, we're going to put out a plan on how we're going to pay off all our creditors with money we don't have. The reality is the city has no cash on hand to pay the magnitude of the debt we have, which is $12 billion, 5.7 of which has to do with health care obligations, $3.5 billion has to do with pensions, and $2 billion has to do with bondholders. So our plan is going to have to come up with a payment proposal for these creditors over a period of time. And there'll be a plan of adjustment, which is a very detailed technical document. But subsequently later, there'll be something called a disclosure statement, which has sort of a narrative of how the plan works.
Do you need new money? I think that's a ridiculous question, but I'm going to ask it. And where are you going to get it from? And are there any creative ideas about getting new money?
Well, what we need is to find a way to live within our means and protect the revenue that we have. We're putting out about $1 billion steady for the next 10 years or so. We also have some new money. In fact, there's a motion scheduled for later today to get $50 million to help us continue to get the lights on. But most of the lights, 40% of our lights are out, put them on. Not all, but most of them. We also have a proposal coming up later this month to replace some very expensive debt at a high interest rate with some new debt and pay off what's called a termination fee associated with the $1.4 billion we borrowed in 2005 and 2006. So that's some of the new revenue, but the most important thing is that we'd be able to propose a plan based upon the revenue stream that we anticipate coming forward for the city for the next decade or so, so that we won't have to come this way again. And we can make sure that we can go back to paying our bills on time and living within our means.
Number 8 on the countdown this week is Martin Bashir's resignation, or at least that's the way it was played by MSNBC. Here's host Mo Kelly. He doesn't think Bashir should have resigned anyway. He was talking about Sarah Palin. He had some emotion. And so what's the big deal?
Television is scripted, especially, quote-unquote, news programming. There's a teleprompter. You have someone giving a monologue, and it may sound very good, but it's being read word for word. That's the fundamental difference between radio and television. And when someone gets in trouble, whatever that means in radio, usually it has to do with a momentary lapse. It has to do with a person trying to be too funny or a person who makes an off-the-cuff remark, but not necessarily trying to cross a certain line. That person usually just realizes the person that they have crossed the line, usually after the fact, because they're creating on the fly. TV is much different. And in the discussion of Martin Bashir and his recent resignation from MSNBC, I have a few thoughts. I do not believe Martin Bashir should have resigned. If there is fault, it has to do with his production staff for not necessarily shielding him. In this business, we call this protecting the host. And I always look at Tuwala or any other producer and say, look, I need you to make sure that I don't do something stupid or put me in a position where I could ruin my career. It could be bad prep for an interview. It could be anything which puts me in a place which endangers my career. He needs it. We call this one foot in, one foot out. Now, you may hear Tuwala on the program, but he also has to have one foot outside of the program to be able to provide some perspective. Mo, I don't think you should say that. Mo, I don't think you should do that. Or be able to anticipate certain types of problems. Because in a radio program, and as you hear me right now, I'm just going. I'm freestyling. Television is altogether different. It's mapped out. It's written out. and is supposed to go by editors. And despite what Martin Bashir may want to say on the air, there needs to be some sort of safety net provided by his production staff. And they didn't do their jobs. But unfortunately, it falls on the shoulders of Martin Bashir because the words come out of his mouth, whether he wrote them or not.
Coming up, train derailment and Amazon drones next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 9 on the countdown, the New York rail accident this past weekend. Talk host Charlie Parker with reporter Scott Pringle. They discussed what was learned during the week about the derailment of that commuter train. That's what we listen to now in this excerpt from this program hosted by Charlie Parker.
What do we know now that's different and or additional?
Believe it or not, a lot's come out. The NTSB held a presser saying that the black boxes on board that they've recovered and checked the data out shows that the train was going 82 miles per hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone right before a sharp curve, which was then a 30-mile-an-hour zone. So clearly the train was speeding to begin with in the 70 zone and then entered a 30 going almost triple the speed limit. So that clearly is the reason why it went off the track. So it also says that, you know, it made 9 stops prior to this crash and that the brakes worked fine and everything was going normally. It also said that 5 seconds before the crash is when the brakes were fully engaged, not until then. And also the train was not put into idle until about 6 seconds before the crash. Now, also, Charlie, a new report this morning by the New York Post saying that the operator on scene told investigators that he was, quote, out of it, or zoning, let me get the right quote here, zoned out. So what that means, was not paying attention or sleeping or dozing off or texting, who knows, but if that's true, it will be a clear indication of operator error, and that seems to be what it's pointing at now, you know, although the NTSB is not confirming anything. Of course, they're going to take their time on this before they come out with something official.
The number 10 item on the countdown, those drones that Amazon is talking about using to deliver packages to you. Here are our hosts, John Williams and Laura Oakes, talking about this plan to use those drones to deliver your packages and customers all over our country, maybe even all over the world.
Did you guys see the story on Sunday on 60 Minutes? They had Jeff Bezos on from Amazon, and he was talking about Prime Air, which is the new delivery service, which is in beta for them right now. It's not a reality yet. He said, they had the technology, and they actually showed a video of it working. And when will that actually be sufficiently functional that they could begin to roll it out and actually have customers get Primair? Maybe 4 or 5 years. That depends on upgrades in the technology and hardware, and also an agreement by the FAA, because here's what happens. They have these little 8-propeller square drones. It looks like home plate. It's about that big, with little arms underneath. And on each corner of the home plate are 2 propellers. And they sound like a mosquito on steroids. And the thing lifts up. And these little arms that are down underneath this drone grab a package at the plant. And then it has the GPS coordinates of where you live. And then it takes off. And it drops it on your front doorstep. And then the arms release it. And then it takes off back to the plant.
It was like max 5 pounds. And they said 86%
of the things they deliver
are less than 5 pounds.
So he said, we won't send your kayak over like this or power tools. But, yeah, a book, some shoes.
CD,
stuff like that.
Makeup.
And so I'm thinking that is the coolest thing. If, however, Amazon does that, other companies will start to do it too. And then, like in the fall when people are blowing leaves, or in the winter when the snow blowers are out, I kind of think you're going to have this out there of these little drones just zipping around.
And then you're going to have Mabel calling 911. Hello? I believe there's a UFO that just flew by my house.
Yeah.
Please come get it.
You know, I'm kind of like enchanted by the technology and the notion that you could do this. And then if you could do that, why not deliver a pizza that way? You know, a lot of things. There's a lot of problems along the way. He said, we have to make sure that it doesn't land on somebody's head. What if it gets the address wrong and the package that you wanted? I mean, there's just a lot of problems that you wouldn't have if you had a human being with a brain. However, he said, human beings with brains cost a lot. They need insurance. They make mistakes, too. And this is a lot cheaper way to deliver it, which then made me feel bad for the guys who are driving trucks delivering things.
Recapping our top 10 items this week on the countdown. At number 10, the Amazon drone story. At number 9, the New York rail accident story. At number 8, the story of Martin Bashir resigning at MSNBC. Number 7, the story of Detroit's bankruptcy. Number 6, the story of the Super Bowl ad that will never be in the Super Bowl, but everybody has heard it or seen it. The Undetectable Firearms Act, that's the number 5 story. Number 4 story, Iran and the continuing focus on the talks to eliminate nuclear activity there. Let's see, number 3, the Newtown 911 tapes being released. Story of the fast food worker strike is number 2. And the Obamacare focus, the relaunch, if you will, of the Affordable Health Care Act and the discussion of the website. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.